أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Surah Al-Baqarah and we have so far covered four sections of the nine that we started off with. So in the first section we looked at three groups of people: one who accepted guidance, one who rejected guidance, and one who pretended to accept guidance. The second section looked at the director of the university or the learning institution, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who basically tells us that I am your creator. The instruction manual that I provide to you and the teacher I provide to you are the best for you to reach your full potential. All others will lead you to agitation and confusion. In the third section, we looked at the first student of this learning institution, and that was Prophet Adam alayhi salam. And here we see that the human being has limitless potential, and if manifested, then even angels are in awe. That which limits his potential is the I or the ego, and tawbah is an essential part of life. Following guidance leads to success, which is no fear and no sadness, and rejecting guidance leads to turmoil and agitation and a self-created fire. And then we looked at a large chunk of Surah Al-Baqarah, which was on the challenging students, who were the Bani Israel. And we divided that into three parts. The first part looked at an invitation to submission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which had 12 directives to follow. The second part looked at nine milestone events in the history of the Bani Israel. And finally, in the third part, we see that the covenant, the mithaq, they agreed with divinity, and 16 traits displayed by the Bani Israel. Each one a lesson for us to look within ourselves and see if we displayed those traits. We now come to the fifth section, which is Ayah 124 to 141. And this looks at the star student, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is in essence the father of all monotheistic religions. All three religions, when you're talking about the Christians, the Jews, and us as Muslims, attribute our history, our ancestry to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now this section starts with the ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And when Ibrahim's Rabb tried him with certain words, he fulfilled them. And this refers to the tests, the very difficult tests he went through. And his test lay in his willingness to cut off and destroy all worldly attachment and love. His fulfillment of certain words relates to his directing himself towards and committing himself to the ultimate goal in life. We see the time when he was put into the fire of Namrud. And Allah says, Kuni ya naru bardan wa salamun ala Ibrahim, O fire, become a coolness and peace for Ibrahim. We see when he's asked to leave Hajra and Ismail in the desert and walk away. And then we see the ultimate test, which proves his complete submission, his acceptance and willingness to sacrifice his son Ismail. And the reward of his faithful devotion to Allah is a divine leadership bestowed upon him. We find Allah saying, Qala inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Indeed, I will make you an imam, a leader of humankind. And in this section, we see other qualities of his. For example, in Ayah 131, we see, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمُ. When his Rabb said to him, submit. Immediately, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I submit myself to the Rabb of the worlds. So three tests and five attributes. One, leader of humankind. Two, one who submitted to the Rabb of the worlds. The third one we find in Ayah 132. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَبَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُم مُسْلِمُونَ. And Ibrahim enjoined on his sons and Yaqub, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen this deen for you, this life transaction for you. Don't die unless you are in submission, unless you are Muslims. So third attribute, he enjoins his sons to submission. Don't die unless you're Muslims. And we find here, so did his grandson Yaqub, or Israel, did the same thing as his grandfather. Fourth one, we find in Ayah 135, Allah calls him an Hanif, one who is totally devoted to Allah, totally inclined to the truth. He says, وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. Be Jews or Christians, then you will تَحْتَدُوا, then you will be guided aright. قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Rather say, it is the religion of Ibrahim, the one who was inclined towards the truth. And the fifth attribute, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He never ever did shirk, never associated anything with Allah. So let's repeat again, an introduction to Ibrahim. Three very difficult tests, five attributes, leader of humankind, one who submits to the Rabb of the world, enjoins his sons to submission, totally devoted to Allah, and never did shirk. Let's just quickly remind ourselves, Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Ismail and Ishaq. From Ismail comes Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From Ishaq we have Yaqub, who is known as Israel, and then from there we have Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. Now let's look at the awesomeness of the building of the Kaaba by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. Look in Ayah 127 where Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And when Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundation of the house, it doesn't say they built it from scratch. The foundations were put in by Prophet Adam alayhi salam. The house destroyed in the flood of Nuh, and now they raise the foundations again, and they say, O our Rabb, accept from us. Indeed, you are hearing and knowing. So the house is raised. Then Allah says in Ayah 125, وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. This house is a place of meeting and a security for humankind. Then it says, take a place of prayer upon the station of Ibrahim. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. After going round the Kaaba in Tawaf, the Ta'if goes to the station of Ibrahim, the place where he stood to pray. And it's at a site next to the Kaaba where the door is allocated. Inwardly, it means the station of pure service to Allah. Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam are then enjoined to purify the house of Allah. He says, وَأَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ أَنْ تَحْهِرَ بَيْتِيَ. Who are they supposed to do it for? لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْآقِفِينَ وَالرُّقَّ السُّجُودِ. For those who do tawaf, for those who are devoted, and those who do ruku and sujood, which means those who pray. We also find here the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I will paraphrase them. He prays for the four P's: progeny, prosperity, profit, and peace. So, it's awesome. All the four things that are necessary for a human being's contentment, success. In Ayah 126, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. He says, when Ibrahim said, my Rabb, make this a secure land and provide its people with fruits. He's talking about a land where there's nothing, but he has a vision. He wants to create a society here around the house of Allah where there is prosperity and security. In other words, prosperity and peace. In Ayah 128, it says, رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتَنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Our Rabb, make us both submissive to you and make our offsprings, our progeny, a nation submissive to you. So he prays for his progeny. And then finally he prays for guidance for this. He prays for a prophet. In Ayah 129 he says, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Our Rabb, raise amongst them a messenger who will recite to them your signs, teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Surely you are the awesome, the mighty, the wise. His dua is answered in Surah Al-Jum'ah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 2 says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. It is he who raised amongst the people of Makkah a messenger from amongst themselves who recite them his signs, who purifies them, who teaches them the book and the wisdom. Although before this they were in clear error, there's only a slight change in the order in which Ibrahim asked and in the way Allah had granted him the prophet. And then finally in the section, his legacy. The message to the Ahlul Kitab in Medina is the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I'll start with Ayah 138 where he says, Sibghatallah ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون. Sibgha means a dye or the color of Allah. And who is better at coloring than Allah? Him do we serve. Now the glass will take on the color of the liquid which fills it. The lake will reflect the color of the sky. When one adores something or someone, then one takes on its color. And the process begins with an outward imitation, but later the inward condition reflects the attributes of the source. So in other words, his legacy was to be drenched with the color of Tawheed. And this is how he manifested it. We see it in Ayah 136. Kulu amanna billah, we believe in Allah, wa ma unzila ilayna, and what was revealed to us, wa ma unzila ila Ibrahim, and what was revealed to Ibrahim, wa Ismail, wa Ishaq, wa Yaqub, wal Asbat. Al-Asbat are the prophets from the 12 tribes of Israel, not necessarily the leaders of them, but those who were picked from them. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَإِسَى, and that which was given to Musa and Isa. وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and what was given to all the other messengers from their Rabb. لَا نُفَرِّقَ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ, we don't make any difference between them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and to him we submit. So the message is Nabuwa, Nabuwa, Nabuwa. Messengers, messenger, messenger. These are representatives of Allah and they are to be obeyed. And their disputes about the messenger are confronted with a simple thing where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them in Ayah 140, قُلْ أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ, do you have more knowledge or does Allah? In Ayah 134, which is exactly repeated word to word in Ayah 141, Allah is telling them, every nation is responsible for itself and its actions. Tilka ummatun kad khalak. It's the people who have passed away. Laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. They have what they have earned and you will have what you have earned. Wala tas'aluna amma kanu ya'malun. You will not be asked about what they did. So let me quickly summarize. Three tests, three very difficult tests. Fire of Namrud leaves Hajar and Ismail in the desert. The sacrifice of Ismail. Five characteristics. He's made an imam, a leader of humankind. He's one who submitted to the Rabb of the worlds instantaneously. He enjoins his son to submission. Don't die unless you are Muslims. And that's exactly what his grandson, Yaqub, Israel, does as well. He's totally devoted to Allah, inclined to the truth. Allah calls him a Hanif, and he never ever did shirk. Then we see the building of the Kaaba by him and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, a place of peace, a place of security. To take the venue of Salah at Maqam Ibrahim, because that signifies his pure service, to be able to focus on that. Then we see he's told to purify the house for those who do tawaf, for those who are devoted, and for those who pray. Then we see the most awesome du'as of Ibrahim, the four P's. Prosperity or provision, peace, in other words, security, progeny and profit, in other words, guidance. And finally, his legacy that continues with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a message to the Ahlul Kitab in Medina. Drench yourself in the color of Tawheed. Take on the color of Tawheed. Reflect the attributes of Allah. Just like the Prophet said, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopting yourself the akhlaq of Allah. And verbalizing it, in Ayah 136 we see, we believe in Allah, we believe in what was sent down to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and the prophets from the 12 tribes of Israel, Musa, Isa, all other messengers, and we are those who submit. And finally, a question to ourselves whenever we ask, do we have more knowledge or does Allah? And then every nation is responsible for itself and its actions. Inshallah, we will look at the next section tomorrow.